wake it up.
Now it's time to hustle.
Now it's time to shine.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning
starts now
on Kansas City's number one
for hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine with your big homie Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin Deanna Hustle. 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 18, but currently it is -4, but it feels like -16.
Yikes.
Down 18th and Vine.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Taco Tuesday? This cold, bitter Tuesday.
I'm in defrost mode all day. You go outside, you get slapped in the face with the cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's brick. Ah, pause.
Yeah. Heavy on the pause.
Stacey Shaw got some legal advice for you this morning. That's coming up at 7:50. Plus, plenty of opportunity for your chance at $1,000 and some cold hard cash, D.
We'll have some of your warming shelters available and your school closures and delays. Top of mind, Kansas City, Kansas public schools have a 2-hour delay in start today. And Kansas City, Missouri public schools have an AMI day. We'll have more for you throughout the show.
Yep. Got to talk about the inauguration and what Trump had to say. Which was a lot. We'll get to that. We'll get to that soon. Plus, we got your motivational minute. That's my jam. All your favorites on the way. But speaking of favorites, D, give me a little bit of that cheese. Give me some flour tortillas.
Yup.
Chicken and steak.
Because, a little cilantro.
Oh, no, you can keep that. Because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Your troubles seem big and ugly whenever they arrive, but nearly everyone ends up being a minor inconvenience in the context of your whole life. Storms will rage around you and can sometimes destroy much of what you built. Yet nothing outside you can take away the truth, goodness, and integrity with which you live. Consider what would happen if you declared your biggest problem today to be a minor inconvenience. Though you would not be trivializing it, you would gain great power over it and over your own attitude. Provide yourself with some reasonable perspective, and in place of feeling overwhelmed, you suddenly feel empowered. Life is often arbitrary and not particularly fair. Yet, you can respond to its ups and downs with creativity, innovation, purpose, and determination. By so doing, you regularly transform what would otherwise be major disruptions into minor inconveniences. Right now, you likely have the opportunity to do that once again. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. With Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's 24 on your time, high up 18, currently -4, but it feels like -16 at MCC Penn Valley.
Might as well be a -100.
After TikTok was briefly blocked in the U.S., John Legend's wife, Chrissy, proposed a social media curfew. And in this, she's suggesting that we put on a certain time restriction.
I think the government or some kind of ethics committee, somebody should shut off social media between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Leave it all up. Everyone gets to do anything they want, but only between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Man, that's when the good times come out.
That's when the good times roll, huh?
Like, what? You want to cut it off?
You want to see Twitter after dark, huh?
Ha ha. Now you're talking. That's Brian in his 20s right there.
BET Uncut, sick.
Now that's Brian in his teens right there, baby. No, but I don't think that this is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it should be age.
The curfew should be. Yeah,
it should be an age with that, like, you know, youngsters, mm-hmm. preteens, if they got phones, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad idea, though, D.
My only concern is giving the government the access and power to restrict us. And there are people that are making money off this app. If that door opens, then I feel like all the other doors will open, too. Like, oh, you can't make this much money on here. You got to do this. You got to do that. So that's the only concern that I would have if that ever existed, a curfew. I don't think it's a bad idea, but it's like, okay, then what are we opening the door for?
Just go get you a fake email.
They gonna catch you. Other news, Mattel is honoring the legendary Aaliyah with a Barbie. A signature Barbie doll set to release And it was released on her birthday, January 16th. Now, when I checked it out on her B-Day, it was completely sold out. The doll perfectly captures Aaliyah's iconic style. It got her sleek hair, the dark shades, the leather outfits. And of course, it was inspired by her groundbreaking music videos and her performances. So when I checked it out, I think it was pretty much spot on. And as I said, last time I checked, it was sold out.
Mm.
So keep your ears to the streets on when that will be available again.
Was this R. Kelly's idea?
Yikes. Yes, hope not. Sir. I hope not.
I'm up, hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
We were celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday. But there was also an inauguration going down, too, with Donald Trump being inserted as the 47th president of the United States. He got on that podium and offered his plan for a variety of things, one of which was some of our foreign policy when it comes to our neighbors in Mexico and
the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America, and all
and the migrants we have here in the United States.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. We will reinstate my remain in Mexico policy, the practice of catch and release. And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country. I will also end the government policy of trying to socially engineer race and gender into every aspect of public and private life. We will forge a society that is colorblind and merit-based. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
And merit-based? I thought it was like that before. Colorblind society? I thought y'all was colorblind. I guess I don't know. I'm just speaking on what society says, D. That's all. So.
Yeah. A lot of cousins, too, are concerned because as he was sworn in, he did not put his hand on the Bible. So that's another thing. It's just a lot of controversy that is out there. Elon doing his interesting salute. Lot of concern and lot of controversy. So
this is a mess.
We represent high aspirations, and we are hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
As soon as I came through, yeah, it's truly no debate. I am the freshest kid in school. I'm married to this game like an engagement, yeah, I do. I ain't talking a tuxedo, but tell them to follow suit. Entered in a rap game, embodied it like Mulatto. Came out of my shell like Michael and Leonardo. Nine showtime invitations at the Apollo. I'm the one that said trend, they need a trend to follow. Wait, let me pop off. Pull up to the school and Bentley coupes when I get dropped off. People looking forward to my head like this is top golf. Blazing everything they put me on, I feel like hot sauce. First class whenever I board. Sauces on the floor, that mean I'm staying in the floor. Another ceremony, that's just another award. Won't get no rest until I lay on a cover of Forbes. Studied at the math, I feel like Dr. Dre. On the work assignments, got out in WA. Set my goals high. GPA. When you the one, they gon' count on you to lead the way. Studied at the math, I feel like Dr. Dre. On the work assignments, call it
AWA.
Set my goals high, like my GPA. When you the one, they gon' count on you to lead the way.
I don't know what y'all been told. All you gotta be is
dedicated, they got passionate.
Max Sauce in the building, up hustling and shining. On Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B, celebrating 75 years at KC. We give you a chance to win $1,000 in cold cash. It's Hot 103 Jams.
650 on your time, high of 18. Currently negative 4, but feeling like negative 15 at Lincoln Prep.
I like KC kids headed to school this morning. Yeah. Look at your best. Do your best.
Yeah.
With confidence, you can conquer the world.
Shout out to all our students that don't want to get up, but you still gonna get up.
Get on up now.
Some of the school closes, De La Salle, Fort Osage, Independent School District, and UA are all closed today. Excelsior Springs, Grandview, KCPS, Raytown are all virtual and having AMI days. And then KCKPS, Kearney, Park Hill School District, Platte County, and Turner are having a 2-hour delay.
It is like, I wouldn't want my babies outside. And
you know, my mom would have kept me at the crib.
My mama wouldn't. She wouldn't get you to school. she don't cuss, so I'm lying. Right. But no, all of them would have sent me to school though, for real. But it's like, you know, the older generation likes to try to put it on the newer generation how bad they had it and blah 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 blah
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, you be saying
Stop
that.
Stop it.
You be saying that too.
No. Well, I mean, sometimes, but when it comes to the cold and outside and the snow and stuff. Like, we just got to put a stop to that because... Yeah.
Global warming been global warming, and this negative 3 ain't the negative 3 30 years ago. I'll tell you that right now.
I just... It's like, we can learn at home now. It's other methods. It is. It's better things that we can do, y'all.
It is.
For real. D, that's the sound of Lincoln College Preparatory Academy here in KC because... the students ended their school day early last week, I believe that was Friday, to send a strong message about accountability for any perpetrators of sexual harassment. Now, in the last half hour of their classes, students filled the front lawn of the school with signs advocating for victims of sexual harassment. And I want to salute those students this morning at Lincoln Prep for standing up for something big and something that that should be a zero tolerance, especially in our schools, D. Like, what is going on?
It's ridiculous.
And to my knowledge that there's been a student that had that was, I guess, doing these things to other students.
Wow.
And he wasn't that student wasn't reprimanded enough to the liking of the students. So that's why this is all of this is happening at Lincoln College Prep. But I just want to encourage the babies, our kids to stand on the side that's right, because in the long term, you may not see it now in a few months or in a year or so, but in a couple years, in 3 or 4 years, when everything hits the light and you're on the right side of history, then you know that you did the right thing, man.
Yeah. Sending love to Lincoln Prep and sending love to all those who are on the right side of history. If you see something, make sure you say something to a trusted adult. Facts. Trusted adult.
Facts.
TMG, the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
725, high of 18, currently negative 5 at Shelter KC. During a recent interview, Tyra Banks reveals that she lost her home in the recent LA fires.
Yes, I lost my house. I haven't really talked about it, but yeah, I have. I just didn't want to pull a lot of attention to me. I feel like there's a lot of people that need that attention, so I haven't really talked about it, but I can't sit here and not tell the truth.
Very unfortunate. Still sending love and prayers to all those that were affected by the LA fires. It's unfortunate. I couldn't even imagine what they're going through. They lost everything, and not even just the materialistic things, those memories. They're gone.
Yeah, man, it's no matter how much money you got, can't replace pictures, them Polaroids you had in the 80s and 90s that might have got burnt up. Like, preserve that stuff now, y'all, while you can. I remember I had a little flood and it, like, totally ruined a couple of yearbooks I had. I hated it, man.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Nelly responds again to backlash of his decision. Now, he was asked this while he was at the President Trump inaugural ball.
It's not political for me. For me, the political part is over. Growing up, I was taught to respect the office. We as a people, and I mean my heritage as far as being African American, we've always had to work with people that we may not have always agreed with to get things done. And I think that struggle continues.
Hey, boy, I need his PR. They did the fool with that statement.
Is it Kerry Washington? You got a gladiator on his side?
I'm pretty sure that's a TV show reference she was on.
Scandal.
Was that? Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I ain't watched that.
My bad. I forgot.
You don't know how you get down when
it come to TV.
I need to apologize.
You ain't watched nothing since 06. I forgot.
Oh, it's before then. Since the Wayans brothers in 99, 2000.
My brothers. That's the morning gossip. Let's get up out of here.
We're happy and we're singing and we're color, baby.
Yeah, literally. Give me a high five.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
The hands-free law is in effect in both Kansas and Missouri. Drivers, you can no longer physically hold or support your cell phone with any part of your body while driving. Love this law, by the way. This means that physically texting, calling, recording video, and more with the mobile device is prohibited, and various fines are set for each state. Caring about KC, we are Hot 103 Jams. I almost got into a wreck yesterday, D.
Really?
On the way in. Mm. I'm getting off the ramp, trying to get off.
Like 5 something in the morning?
Yes, trying to get off on Red Bridge.
Uh-huh.
Dude is not looking at all to the right.
Mm.
And I had to honk my horn because I drive for other people. I'm a defensive driver. I had to drive to him, honk my horn like, bro, don't you see me?
Yeah, like,
while you over here trying to merge?
And you got a big boy truck, so.
He had a truck too. So I'm looking, and of course I see that phone flash. Yeah, so y'all, you got to chill with that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Some sad news on the Plaza, D, as they're going through some changes, mm-hmm. some renovations. Well, if you made a reservation for Valentine's Day at the Bistro Italian Grill, you might want to change those plans, because the remaking of the Country Club Plaza continue Monday with the closure of Brio Italian Grill. It was a long staple on the northwest corner mm-hmm. of J.C. Nichols of Pennsylvania, and the latest in the continued recycling of stores and shops on the plaza, which came under the HP Village ownership group back in the summer of last year. Yeah. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They already made some adjustments.
Well, I know that the focus of this is, of course, the changes. But if you was booking a Valentine's Day at Brio in the plaza, that was already hot. Everybody, they mom finna be in the plaza. You better be. I'm saying if you going to the plaza for any Valentine's Day,
uh-huh.
you better make sure that that's your boo and you don't get caught up and end up on somebody's Facebook page. Because you're going to be seen. Doing. That's my point is the plaza is a hot spot. So if you there.
Is this Tales from
no.
Pimp Daddy D?
I'm just saying, keep your head on the swivel. Pulling up with somebody at the plaza, make sure that's your boo for real.
So, you know, I'm married, so I don't even.
You ain't got to worry about that yet.
Okay, we like that.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatement, Stacey Shaw knows the law. With Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
The official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. She keep me and Deanna out of jail. Good morning, Stacey.
Today, we're going to be talking about the basics of a medical malpractice case. These are calls that I get pretty regularly. As you know, I answer the phones. When you first call in, I'm the first voice you talk to. And a lot of people have questions about this basic process. So first of all, a malpractice case is when medical care has fell below the legal standard of care for a healthcare professional, and that failure has caused an injury. You are going to want to focus on a few things. One, is there actually an injury? Some people say, you know what? I feel like the doctor messed up, but I'm perfectly healthy. I have no issues. I didn't incur any additional medical expenses. That doesn't seem like a good case to me, but you can still call and we'll talk about it. The second thing that I ask people to look at is this informed consent. So if there was an injury, did you have informed consent, which means shared decision-making? Did your doctor go over the risks, the alternatives, and what are the possible side effects of the treatment that you are seeking? That is super important because you have to have informed consent with medical decisions so that you can say, you know what, maybe I don't want to get that surgery because it's too risky. So you want to make sure that you're always talking to the doctor, not just the nurse, but if you've got questions, you have a right to talk to the doctor. That's super important. Now, if you are having an issue with a known risk. So say that you had laser hair treatment and you had a burn. That's going to be a little bit more of a complicated case. That's why it's super important for you to talk to an attorney. Third, get your medical records. Get your own copy of medical records from the hospital as soon as something happens, because you don't want a situation where the medical record may be amended for some reason. Some things are not the same in the medical records that your attorney requests. And the last thing, even before you seek an attorney, if something is wrong, always get a second opinion. I have talked to so many people that felt bullied into a medical decision and they did not get a secondary opinion, and it was messed up. Okay, so they ended up messed up because they went with the first doctor and did not seek a second opinion. And so that's super important. Again, if you have medical malpractice questions, personal injury questions, or you just have a question and you don't know what to do about a legal situation, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com, and you can find me on all social media at StacyShawLaw. I love changing the atmosphere. So if you're looking to have a church home or you want to join me at church, you can always come to Harvest at 4300 North Corrington Avenue. I always invite people to go to Macedonia, Mount Pleasant. There's a lot of great churches. If this is your year to make a change in your life, I always tell people that, you know, try some faith-based stuff. It might do you some good. All my little kids that are watching or listening, I love you all. I know you're going to do amazing things today. So until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Got to think about our unsheltered brothers and sisters, because on cold winter nights, like the ones we've been experiencing the past couple days, extreme street outreach groups are out with those with nowhere to go, y'all. They provide hats, gloves, and other winter essentials to those that are unsheltered. And they do this by going around to different encampments around Kansas City. And shout out to Anton Washington. He's the executive director of Creative Innovative, one of the leaders of the outreach group. And this group has been out for 16 nights straight, hitting as many encampments as they can to until food runs out. And it's something that Anton Washington calls his life duty, and rightfully so, man, because out here it's so easy to get frostbite. If you're out there for like 30 minutes to an hour or something uncovered, it's dangerous, D.
Absolutely.
The grace of God. I was out here on the first couple nights. We had a huge snowstorm. For the first time in my life, I found I had nowhere, nothing, no one to be at, no car. For the very first time in my life, I was at absolute zero.
Can you imagine that in these temperatures right now, dog? For real. So shout out to everybody who is who's out here in these frigid temperatures trying to provide some type of relief, man. I saw my man Von Zell, creator of those Kansas City versus Everybody hoodies and jackets that that you see people wearing. He was out there helping out. I know our friend of the show, Shell, she does.
Big love to that. Show Me You Care, KC. Shell been putting on for a while. But yeah, everybody that has been, you're not going unnoticed. We appreciate every single person that has been helping. Even if you aren't an entire organization, but you see somebody and you like, man, they out there with no gloves. And if you got that time to stop at the Dollar Tree and grab $1.25 something, do something for your community today. Some of the warming centers that are in Kansas City and surrounding areas. In KCK, there's the Willa Gill Service Center. That's 645 Nebraska Avenue on the KC Mo side. Linwood YMCA, 3800 Linwood Boulevard. Shelter KC, 1520 Cherry Street. And we'll also get these posted up on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page for you to check out in the comments.
TMG, the morning gossip. With Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
823, high of 18, currently -4 at KU Med Center. At his recent rally before he was sworn in as president, well, President-elect Donald Trump expressed gratitude to Elon Musk for some assistance during his campaign.
He's a popular guy, and he was very effective. And he knows those computers better than anybody, all those computers, those vote counting computers. And we ended up winning Pennsylvania like in a landslide. So it was pretty good. It was pretty good. So thank you to Elon.
Many people are concerned about this statement because this can be perceived as in sounding like you cheated and your billionaire buddy messed around with the vote computers.
Sound like he bragging on it. He gonna get away with it like everything else. That's what it sound like to me, D.
That's what it sounds like to a lot of Americans out there. Now, Ice-T,
what y'all gonna do about it though? Huh?
The question is, what a we? Yeah, I was gonna say it's a we thing. But
hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Yikes. Ice-T took it further on social media and said, quote, if a felon can be president, why keep it on job applications? Just saying.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
2025 is starting off to be a hell of a year.
She was nasty about me.
Now, rumor has it, Kelly Rowland was shocked to learn that Nelly was performing for Trump's inaugural ball and blocked Nelly from performing their shared song, Dilemma. This is allegedly, several sources are saying it, wouldn't be surprised if this is sounds true.
She don't want
to
be a part of that mess.
Well, I mean, and she actually spoke out and endorsed Kamala Harris, so this goes against what she actually endorsed.
Bestie.
Yeah.
You know, bestie Beyonce. You know, you can't go against her.
Bestie Beyonce.
That's right.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those creative, independent, and unpredictable Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to streaming star Speed. Sending birthday love to singer Billy Ocean. That's my boy right there. Happy birthday to NBA Hall of Famer Hakeem Olajuwon. And a happy birthday to TV actor Luke Grimes.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Aisha Tyler, Ashley Moore, and Frank Brown. Sending birthday love to David Solo Miller, Sandy Call, and Chase Baker. Sending birthday love to Raymond McDonald and Deree Watson. Plus, happy birthday, Danielle Todd, Eshawn Tyler, and everybody else born on January 21st. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib. It's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Deanna.
Deanna, what's up, cousin?
What's up?
Oh, no, two Deannas at the same time. Yeah. What the hell I'm going to do? Two hey. D's?
Pause. That was crazy.
Pause. Yeah, pause on that one, my brother. But, Deanna, we got a hookup for you. Two tickets to go see the Hiplet Ballerinas this Friday, and we want to get you qualified to win $1,000 in cold cash. But, cousin, you got to finish these lyrics in order to secure the bag. You ready?
I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
Now, only text and get stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking tens and better hoods and Timbs and sweaters, and we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell me why we got to argue about the same thing, same thing.
Nobody's perfect. Cousin, you got the two tickets to the sea. The Hiplet Ballerinas, that's all yours.
Okay, that's right.
And you're qualified to win $1,000 in cold cash. You get a stack. What would you spend it on?
I'll spend it on my man. He deserves it. He didn't spend a lot of money on me, so he deserves that.
Oh, you out here simping.
Yeah, I am. I ain't gonna even lie.
It's like that. I know what you're doing. You getting ready for Valentine's Day. I'm with you, girl. You strategy.
Yeah, he been breaking you off. I know that feeling.
She calls him, Faithfully.
Tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hustle and Shine. I want to see them.
Pay me too. Pay me too.
Hustle and Shine. Always repping the culture of KC on Hot 103 Jams.